The 2016 Utah legislative session is now in its third day, and throughout the meeting of lawmakers, we'll be joined by representatives from Alliance for a Better Utah for our Better Utah legislative update. Now in its third year, Matt Lyon, who is strategic advisor to the group, joins us today in studio. And Matt, thanks again for coming in this
morning. Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
So it's day three, and there's not a ton that has happened yet during the session, but I was thinking that a good thing that for us to do as a public service, maybe, before we dig into what's happening, is to review the process of lawmaking.
Yeah, a little bit of Schoolhouse Rock.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay, yeah. Just to simplify things, let's just say that we hypothetically have a legislator who's in the House of Representatives, and we'll talk about how that goes. The process is the same in the Senate, too, but you just reverse it.
Right.
So a representative of the House has a bill. They file it. It gets drafted. First place it goes is what's called rules. Rules is where they discuss, whether it meets certain criteria and how it kind of fits in the agenda. But the big thing that rules does is we'll assign it to a committee.
Okay.
And so the committees are designed in ways that they are topic oriented. So if you have a public education bill, let's say, it goes to a public education committee.
Sure.
So from rules to committee, at the committee there's a hearing where a series of a small group of legislators discuss the piece. And then there's public comment.
Okay, so this is a time when you can get involved, go in and say, I advocate on behalf or against this bill as a member of the public.
It's the first time that if you have an opinion, you can go weigh in on it.
Okay.
Right, and so then it's discussed on that period. Assuming it passes, it then goes to the House floor.
Right.
From the House, again, the legislators discuss it. After legislators have discussed it, if they vote to pass it, it goes on to the Senate and goes to the same process.
Okay. And the opposite would happen for the Senate if a senator was presenting a piece of legislation. And then the two bodies have to kind of agree on it.
Yeah, the bills have to be the exact same in both language and verbiage the entire way through. And so they and it'll go back and forth in this process until you have an agreement on both the House and Senate side. And then it'll go on to the governor for signature.
Okay. And if it doesn't, it'll just get referred to or dropped into a wastebasket. It
goes to the wherever bills go to die.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's kind of a muddy process, and I was thinking that speaking of the muddy process of lawmaking, we could talk about something that happened out of a past session, which was SB 54, Senate Bill 54, an election overhaul, or an election reform, basically, that created well, maybe you could give us a little overview of what SB 54 was and why it remains in the news.
Sure. It was a compromise legislation that was reached. There was a group of business leaders that ran an initiative called Count My Vote.
Mm-hmm.
Count My Vote essentially allowed, rather than having to go through the caucus system, it allowed people to collect signatures to get on the ballot, right, for candidates. The idea was that the caucuses seemed to be controlled by delegates who were very active, very engaged, and a little bit more on the extreme sides of both political parties.
Sure.
And the idea was if we could find, at least allow a way for a moderate candidate to maybe get on the ballot, it hopefully would lead to more moderate legislation up on the Hill. That was the idea behind it.
And the route suggested that moderate way was by collecting signatures.
Yeah, or at least a way that was not going through the caucus system.
Okay.
It's been under in kind of a number of lawsuits throughout the period.
So we went through that process that we described before, got signed by the governor, became a law, and ever since has been kind of in the courts.
Right. So the Utah Republican Party feels that, they, under the First Amendment, they have a right to determine who are members and who are not members of their organization.
Hmm.
And so they've been suing this, saying, no, we decide who are members of our organization, who gets to nominate the candidates, and what the process for which those candidates go through. And it's been a very, ongoing process in that sense.
Okay. Well, then there's also some recent news on this, which is that just yesterday, the Utah Democratic Party intervened or is trying to intervene in a suit that the GOP has, the state Republican Party has. And the Democratic Party is asking a judge to strip the Republican Party of its party status, political party status. Maybe tell us about that. And maybe we should do a disclosure for you as well.
Right, right. So full disclosure, I was the former executive director of the Utah Democratic Party up through 2014.
Right.
So what's interesting about this is that you have the state of Utah being sued by both the Democratic and Republican Party over the same piece of legislation, but from two very different angles.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about the Republican Party, and they're suing over the right to associate with the, but the Democratic Party feels that the Republican governor and the Republican lieutenant governor have sent a number of communications to the Utah Republican Party saying they support the process they're going through, support that the lawsuit and whatever else they're trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Utah Democratic Party feels that SB 54 is not being applied equally to both the Utah Democratic Party and the Republican Party.
Because the Democrats are, adhering to the law, and what the Democrats see is the GOP not necessarily adhering to the law.
The Republicans continue to not adhere to the law.
Well, and on their side, on the GOP side, they say that, no, it's just that they're interpreting the law differently, that actually they, under SB 54, should be able to choose which of these routes, the traditional convention system or signature gathering, a party gets to go. Is that correct?
Sort of. I mean, they feel really that because this lawsuit is active. I mean, I really believe they think they're going to win the lawsuit.
Okay.
I think, and to their credit, they were successful early where they were able to say that only party members can actually vote to in a primary process. And so the Republican Party did have one victory. Hmm. They did lose the case of whether or not, you know, that required candidates to collect signatures or not. But they still feel, I think, they're going to win their lawsuit.
But meanwhile, there are candidates who are on the Republican side who are gathering signatures to make certain that they've got all their bases covered.
Yeah, it's a process that they're going through. You know, all these legislators are very busy for the next 45 days. They don't have the ability to go out and collect signatures and kind of monitor what's going on. And so they're making sure that they've got, you know, they're covering both sides.
And this will there be a revisiting of SB 54 in the Utah State Legislature this year?
You know, it's a topic that I think is going to be discussed, and you know, we'll see where it comes.
All right. Well, Matt Lyon is strategic consultant with Alliance for Better Utah, and members of that group join us regularly for our Better Utah legislative update. Matt, thanks very much for being here.
Of course. Thank you.